Some countries, mainly Russia, are not willing to give way to a foreign military intervention in Syria. And that's now reflected in the current stance of U.S. officials at this point. In one of the latest comments, U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he believes it's unlikely for the U.S. to take military action against Syria without U.N. backing. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO joined forces in March 2011 to conduct an all-out military operation in Libya. According to a recent Gallup poll, the majority of people in the Arab world have condemned the NATO intervention in Libya. It took 7 months and many civilian casualties before the regime of former ruler Muammar Gaddafi was bombed out of existence. Is the Houla massacre in Syria just a foreign conspiracy? Russian Communist Party leader Gennady Zyuganov calls the Houla massacre part of a foreign intelligence plot. He says some Western politicians and media outlets whipped up a frenzy about the massacre. Zyuganov demanded an international investigation into the crime. He criticized the West for its quick accusation of Syria even before the preliminary investigation was out. The use of knives shows the absence of heavy government arms, according to observers. Meanwhile, Syria's initial probe shows armed groups are responsible. Syria says facts and evidence show the victims were killed by close-range fire. No traces of burns or other evidence exist, they say, that would indicate artillery bombing by Syrian forces. George Jabour is a political commentator who's joining us now live from Damascus to share his thoughts with us on this. Mr. Jabour, some interesting comments made there by the Russian Communist Party leader. He says that this was part of a foreign conspiracy. Now, of course, we know that investigations still remain. Do you think that the Houla massacre does need, however, an international investigation?
Well, in order to get the serious attention the Syrian investigation deserves, international investigation will be better, in the sense that foreign powers hostile to Syria might be persuaded by an international investigation more than by a Syrian investigation. The Syrian investigation, however, is still a primary investigation. It is not the final report. But in a way, it was persuasive in the sense that it started by mentioning that there were attacks on the family of the Secretary of the Parliament, who was recently elected to a parliamentary position from that area. This sounds reasonable in the sense that the opposition announced that they will boycott the election, condemned all those who will participate in the election as traitors to the revolution. This man was elected and also he was elevated to a high position as the Secretary of the Parliament. And the report of the Syrian government says that the first victims were his family members.
Well, Mr. Jabour, one thing here, of course, as political observers are looking at the Houla massacre, looking from the outside, one question would be who would benefit from these kinds of killings? I mean, women and children killed there. If you want to analyze this personally in your own opinion, who do you think would want to commit such a massacre? For what objective?
The one who will more or less win from this massacre, and all Syrians are losers, I insist on that, will be the side that is a victim of this massacre. If the Syrian government proves and is able to persuade all countries in the world, or the majority of them, that this massacre was done by the opposition, then the Syrian government will win. If the reverse is done, then the opposition will win. I think that an international investigation will be able to bring more persuasive success to the people all over Syria and all over the world. But then this investigation has not so far been undertaken. The Syrian investigation, as I said, is in its first stages. The Syrian investigation will continue, but I think that the man from the Syrian Investigation Committee, whom we are witnessing now on the television, was persuasive enough in what he said.
Right, and Mr. Jabr, just quickly before we leave you, looking at the situation in Syria now, we know, of course, that Russia has been staunchly against any foreign military intervention there. Do you think that things will come to that point that Syria may see a foreign military intervention?
I don't think that military intervention is on the table of anybody, is on the agenda of anybody. I think the opposition and those who support the opposition will rely on a gradual collapse in the Syrian internal situation. At the same time, the government is set on eliminating the source of terrorism. So we have two agendas for the opposition and for the government, and both exclude foreign intervention as I understand the situation. If we look to the statement of Mr. Panetta, the defense secretary, the American defense secretary, we will find that it was a very cautious statement. We have to remember that this man issued a declaration a few days ago saying that in Syria there is all sorts of suspicions that the Qaeda is operating there. So I don't think that the American government will be aligning itself with Al-Qaeda in making more, let's say, explosions in Damascus, in taking military action in Syria.
Mr. George Jabr, political commentator, joining us there live from Damascus. Thank you very much, sir.